Well, hello there. First off, thank you for tuning in and for downloading this podcast. We here at Portland Community College are glad to have you on board for our journey exploring sustainability and environmental justice in higher education. If you have a good story to share or would just like to know more, please do pop on the web and go to pcc.edu/sustain. There you can find ways to connect or see what else we're up to. PCC was just ranked second overall in North America on the ASHE 2018 Sustainability Campus Index for Associate Colleges, and we're happy to share with you how we got here. Now that we've got this plug out of the way, we'll get into the episode. Thanks again for tuning in. From Portland Community College, this is PCC Sustain Me. I'm Joe Colhane, and this week, my guest is our very own Briar Schoen, the Sustainability Manager right here at PCC.
Boom, boom, darkness falls.
Well, thank you once again for joining me, folks. This episode is partly to take a look at some of the work PCC is doing when it comes to sustainability, and specifically to touch on the 2018 Sustainable Campus Index that recently came out, and where we were pleased to see that for associate colleges, Portland Community College was ranked number one in the U.S. and number two overall in all of North America. I figure, who better to help explain just how we've achieved this level of recognition than my very own boss, Briar Schoen, who is the Sustainability Manager here at PCC. Before moving into our talk and sharing about PCC, I would like to take a moment now to acknowledge that this program is being recorded on the traditional village sites of the Multnomah, Cathlamet, Clackamas, Bands of the Chinook, Tualatin, Kalapuya, Molalla, and many other tribes who made their homes along the Columbia River. Multnomah is a band of Chinooks that lived in this area. We thank the descendants of these tribes for being the original stewards and protectors of these lands since time immemorial. We also acknowledge that Portland, Oregon has the ninth largest urban Native American population in the U.S., with over 380 federally recognized tribes represented in the urban Portland metropolitan area. We also acknowledge the systemic policies of genocide, relocation, and assimilation that still impact many indigenous Native American families today. We are honored by the collective work of many Native nations, leaders, and families who are demonstrating resilience, resistance, revitalization, healing, and creativity. We are honored to be guests upon these lands. Thank you, and thanks also to our colleagues at the Portland State University Indigenous Nations Studies Program for crafting this acknowledgement. So, as has been mentioned, PCC was just ranked the top-performing associate college in the U.S. and second overall in North America in the 2018 Sustainable Campus Index that ASHE, the Association for the Advancement of Sustainability in Higher Education, updates and publishes annually. It's pretty cool we've been recognized in this way, and it is quite an honor to be working in the Sustainability Department here at PCC. I thought it appropriate to talk with the person who arguably has the most knowledge about what makes us such a great higher education institution when it comes to sustainability, and also what goals Briar was most excited to work towards accomplishing to help make us an even more sustainable school in the future. So without further ado, here's what Briar had to share.
Shines for me and you.
Thanks so much for having me. I think what is most difficult about this question, just to start, is there's so much happening, right? And there's so much cool stuff, and we have so many great people involved. So whenever somebody asks me, you know, what is the most impressive part of our program, or, you know, what's your favorite part of sustainability at PCC, I have a really hard time responding to that. But I guess what I would say first and foremost is just how deeply embedded sustainability is into the college, I think is probably what's most impressive. So you don't see it siloed. You know, some organizations, it's really just an operational program or initiative. We don't see it only on the student side or only on the academic side. It really is just kind of embedded throughout the whole college. So you see, you know, it's built into our mission statement, all of our major planning documents for the college. We have our president who sits on the Climate Leadership Steering Committee for Second Nature. So you have this really cool kind of top-down approach, but it's also super grassroots too, because you have staff and students all throughout the college that are really involved in the program too. And especially, you know, our students, they're so passionate, right? And we have, they were really the ones who came to administration back in 2006 and they said, look, this is what we care about. We want to see you do something about it. What are you going to do, right? So they came forward. After that, our president at the time signed on to the American College and University's President's Climate Commitment. That got the ball rolling. But then the students did something else and they were like, you know what, we're also going to fund some of this programming. So they developed what was before the Green Initiative Fund, now is the Eco-Social Justice Grant. And so that's provided funding for over $1 million in projects related to sustainability. So cool stuff like learning gardens, our bike rental program, some of these really kind of innovative initiatives on campus, throughout the college, on the various campuses, were funded by students, managed by students to a certain extent. Some learning gardens are a very collaborative effort, but still super cool. On the operational side, you know, we have so much going on. I couldn't even begin to cover all of that. But I think, you know, some of our major highlights that when people ask, you know, where we're leading that I love to point to include our commitment through planning and construction. So we have 9 LEED certified buildings. We're committed to LEED certification for all major renovations and new buildings. We have 3 solar installments currently with over 700 kilowatt capacity. We've done a lot to reduce our energy footprint through retrofits and upgrades. So we've reduced energy consumption more than 50% below 2006 levels per square foot. We've done some really cool innovative green cleaning stuff. So we have an aqueous ozone that we use instead of general cleaner that we create on site. Our grounds team has been awesome with integrated pest management programming. They've reduced chemical consumption over 80%. I mean, lots of cool stuff there. And then on the academic side, there's just always so much happening, right? So we have more than 100 classes that focus on sustainability, lots of great hands-on learning opportunities. I already mentioned learning gardens, but you know, we've got bees on campus now, and that's been a really cool new addition to the curriculum around sustainability. Lots and lots of student clubs and other ways to engage, centers that focus on sustainability. So it's really just deeply embedded throughout the whole college, and I could go on and on, and I won't, but I think that's kind of what's most impressive, and this is largely led by a big group, including folks from our Sustainability Leadership Council, who really help embed this through all college programming to meet our climate action plan and our other sustainability goals. And yeah, that is why sustainability here is so awesome.
That is excellent information. Thank you so much. And then we're going to have separate episodes to talk about all the great things, of course, especially at Sustainability Leadership Council and just all the ways we are building organizations and collaborations across the school. But I wanted to ask just one more thing. As we've been recognized recently, you had the opportunity this past year to go to the East Coast to receive, on behalf of PCC, the Second Nature 2018 Climate Leadership Award for 2-year institutions, which was a pretty big deal, though it was almost a side note. Because then you got on a plane and flew over to Bonn, Germany to attend, along with PCC's president, Mark Mitsui, the 23rd Annual Conference of the Parties, or COP23, which is under the UN Framework Convention on Climate Change, or UNFCC. Would you mind sharing a bit about those experiences? Because I think that's just so cool. And also, it was also a really important time in the U.S., and the We Are Still In movement coincided with that trip. So maybe you could just touch on that as well.
Sure. So, yeah, we actually went directly from receiving the Climate Leadership Award to Bonn, Germany, to attend the UN Climate Summit, COP23. So it was quite a whirlwind of events. Just a real celebration, I think, of the work the college is doing around sustainability and our leadership at the national and international level, which was just wonderful, wonderful, wonderful experience. So we received the Climate Leadership Award from Second Nature and the U.S. Green Building Council, largely because of all the other programming that I just went on and on about, so I won't continue that. But yes, we received that award at the U.S. Green Building Council's annual Green Build Conference, and so that was really, really special to receive that for 2 year institutions. It's a pretty competitive award, and we get recognized at a very high level, and so that was great. And partly because of that recognition and our leadership around climate action, as well as the president sitting on the steering committee for climate leadership steering committee at Second Nature, we were asked to participate in the We Are Still In coalition and specifically represent the U.S. and higher education in the U.S. at the We Are Still In summit. We Are Still In U.S. Climate Action Center as part of the U.N. Climate Summit. A lot of similar words. But yes, so we attended the U.N. Climate Summit, and we spent a lot of time at the U.S. Climate Action Center. So this was really the opportunity for subnational groups from the United States to go and show the rest of the world that the U.S. is still committed, right? So the We Are Still In coalition is more than 3,500 government, higher education, corporate, religious, tribal leaders around the United States that have signed on saying we are still committed to meeting the U.S. Climate Accords, or the U.S. portion of the Paris Climate Accords. And together, that is more than $6.2 trillion economy-wise. So it's a significant chunk, right, of organizations dedicated to climate action in the United States. And so we traveled to Bonn to attend the U.S. Climate Action Center as part of this coalition to show the world that the U.S. is still here. We may be seeing no action at the federal level. In fact, we're seeing backwards action at the federal level, and that's devastating. But just because we're not seeing that higher level coordination does not mean that we can't still work towards the U.S. portion of those goals at the subnational level, and that in fact maybe we can even be more effective at the subnational level. So I think one of the side effects of Trump pulling us out of the U.S. Climate Accords is that it is really putting pressure, or just giving subnational actors like corporate interests, like higher education, like states and cities, giving them the push to really focus on climate action and to get things done and not sit around and wait for federal direction from the federal government. So that's been kind of a nice a decent outcome from all of this. So we attended. We were specifically speaking to higher education's role in climate action in the United States and what higher education institutions are doing around climate action. So President Mitsui, our president at Portland Community College, he spoke on a panel specifically addressing higher education and their role in climate action. And it was very well attended. It was very exciting. We were the only community college there. So I think what's really cool is that we're continually putting community colleges on the map, right? Because a lot of times when we go to conferences or you hear big things about sustainability in higher education, you know, the focus is always on universities, which, you know, to a certain extent makes sense, right? These are, they have a lot of research capacity, a lot of funding, and they're able to do some really cool, innovative things. But community colleges oftentimes get left out of the discussion, right? And we touch such a wide diversity of people. We have, you know, such a huge impact in the community. When you think especially about, you know, career tech and, I mean, just the way we're deeply embedded into the communities, the impact that we can have around sustainability, climate action, et cetera, is huge. And so to remind folks that there is a very important and a very necessary role for community colleges to play in climate action is so important. And so that was one kind of piece of what we spoke to and what the President Mitsui spoke to during his session with other university leaders around climate action and higher ed and preparing, you know, the next working green force, right? The green working force. I think also for me, it was a very kind of life-changing experience. Oftentimes, even when we're working on programs related to sustainability or our goals are ultimately to address climate change, which is these big global issues, and we talk and think about global problems, we still get narrow-minded, and we have this U.S.-centric focus, and you know, things like pulling out of the U.S. climate or out of the U.N. climate accords can be extremely devastating. But going to COP23 and visiting, you know, the bond zone of this conference, which was all the other countries participating, all had booths and documentation and videos and very intricate displays of all the work they're doing to address climate change in their communities. And it was just so inspirational. And just to see that, I mean, the world can come together and address this and fight this. It was just, I don't know, there just really is not words for it. And just to remind me that there's so many, I mean, obviously there's so many folks who, you know, on the front line who really have the most to lose, and it's heartbreaking, but they are, you know, fighting so hard, and that countries around the world are working on this, and we're not alone. And yeah, I guess it was just, I don't know, a very moving experience and eye-opening, and just to get to interact with folks from all over the world that I would never ever get to see or meet or talk with, or, you know, even just kind of exchange ideas, that exchange of ideas, that cross-pollination is just, I mean, the coolest ever. Yeah, and I think also, you know, as part of the Climate Action Center, the U.S. Climate Action Center, I got to meet Governor Kate Brown. So she spoke, you know, and I admire her greatly. She spoke about the state of Oregon's work around climate action and their commitment to the UN Climate Accords and how we will continue to work towards that. She gave a nice shout out to PCC, which was super cool. And I also got to hear from industry leaders, you know, like Microsoft and Dell, and it's very inspirational, and I think that's what we need at times like this when we are thinking about these, you know, large-scale global issues, potential for environmental, social system total collapse, right, to just see that in so many different sectors, in so many different parts of the world, people are coming together and working on this issue or these issues, and that there are ways forward, and hopefully we can move forward quick enough. But there's so many people working on it, and we're not alone. And so for me, that was extremely inspirational and humbling, and I was just so proud to represent the United States, higher education, and especially Portland Community College and, you know, the state of Oregon globally at the UN Climate Conference, COP23.
Awesome. Wow, that's a bunch right there to digest. So I think, like we said, we're just going to have other episodes dedicated, unless there's any final thoughts you wanted to add before we wrap this up. Oh, one more thing, maybe.
Well, I just realized that I never spoke to the second half of your first question, which is just, what we're working on next year, this upcoming year, right? And I think we've, a lot of just our work is always continuing the current programming, right? And all the fun stuff that pops up that faculty, staff, students want to integrate. But I think some of the big picture programs and projects we'll be working on include really kind of solidifying our sustainable purchasing efforts with a solid purchasing policy. And that's really, really important because if you look at our greenhouse gas inventory, you look at our carbon footprint, scope 3 emissions, especially scope 3 emissions from supply chain is the biggest chunk. So if we're not addressing the products and services that we purchase, we're never going to see the reductions in our GHG footprint that we want to see. So that's one of our top initiatives. We need to update our climate action plan. So we're on our second iteration, and that was last updated in 2013. So it is now time to update that. So a lot of planning will be happening over the next academic year with our Sustainability Leadership Council and other folks. And we have another learning garden coming in. So we're super excited to have a Cascade Learning Garden. Construction will start this year. It'll be the last of the 4 campuses to get a learning garden. So we're just really excited to have that. And I think that along with, you know, our normal annual programming like Eco Challenge and Earth Week and all the other fun stuff going on, I think that will keep us pretty busy and moving forward for the next year around sustainability at PCC.
Wonderful. Thank you, Briar. I guess we should get back to work now.
I guess.
You'll find your way back home. Yeah, the starlight shines for me and you.
Well, I don't know about you, but it was a treat for me to sit with Briar Schoen and have her share some of the ways PCC is taking on the challenges of sustainability. And as mentioned through our talk, there is a lot more to share down the road, to be sure. A big thanks to all the players involved throughout the PCC community for making our school the great place it is today. We are all in this together, and there's still plenty of work to be done moving forward. Even the best schools in the nation would only be getting around a 3.0 GPA if we were grading them solely on sustainability. Nevertheless, we are all finding ways to be a part of the solution, and that is a good thing. A big thanks to ASHE, the Association for the Advancement of Sustainability in Higher Education, for the work they are collectively doing. It is worth noting that the 2019 ASHE Conference is right around the corner and will be held in Pittsburgh from October 2nd through the 5th. Briar and I, along with several students, staff, and faculty, will be in attendance, and a few of us will be presenting as well. I know I'm looking forward to it. PCC Sustain Me is brought to you from Portland Community College. The intro music is by my darling wife, Rachel Robinson, and the other sweet music in today's episode is from a good friend, Benjamin Cartel, and it's off his fresh new record, Flickering Light. This episode was recorded, edited, and produced by me, Joe Culhane, and I once again thank you kindly for tuning in. And may we find gratitude in remembering the starlight shines for me and you.